producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hannon in this first hour of What's on Your Mind. Lots and lots of craziness going on in the news today. Really great show for you today. One of the guests is a guy that I follow religiously and the show that I watch religiously. And when I tell you, you know, you're going to bug out. That's a wink and a nod, because it's a pun on the guest. And my wit is dry this morning. Bear with me. Lots of crazy things going on in the news today. This is What's on Your Mind, and this is the show where we ask you exactly that. So if I bring up some topics, or there's something on your mind, you know, you call in 855-200-1776. Extension two gets you live on the air. Extension one, you can leave a message. Now, I had a listener email me this morning and asked me if it was cold enough for me. Now, I love this weather. I mean, this weather is pretty nice, nice and sunny out and sunny Southside Fargo right now. So I am not in any way complaining. So if that answers your, I hope that answers your question. Is it cold enough for me? I am doing just fine, brother. A couple of things. First off, I don't know if you saw yesterday in the forum, the Fargo police were searching for a missing 17-year-old girl. There's been an update. Lisbon police say a missing teenager. And this is the girl that was in the Fargo paper, the 17-year-old. She has been found. They say Adriana Polk was found around midnight last night and is safe at home now. She went missing in Fargo on Wednesday afternoon. So the Fargo Police Department is going to release some more information later on today. But the update for that story is the Lisbon Police Department has located her, and she's back home. She went missing yesterday here in Fargo, and, you know, now she's found. So that's always great. And we've had a rash of these missing stories. These missing people stories. And to date, they've all had a good ending. So I'm happy for that. But I want to know, why are there so many people going missing? What's going on? Is it something in the water or what? It's just kind of nuts. And speaking of missing things, I don't know what to think. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm scratching my head. I hear these stories, and in the past month, or a couple of months, we've had a rash of missing planes being shot out of the air. And if you haven't heard, this is breaking news. Al Air Algeria flight AH-5017 disappeared from radar. Now, this plane was carrying 116 people to Algeria's capital, and it disappeared from radar early yesterday. So, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what's going on over there? Do you feel safe when you board a plane nowadays? I mean, this is nuts. Air Navigation Services lost track of Swift Air MD-83 roughly 50 minutes after takeoff from, this is an African name here. I'm going to butcher it, so I'm not even going to try. But it's the capital of Burkina at 9:55 p.m. The official Algerian news agency said that this flight has been missing for hours, had been missing for hours before the news was made public. So I'm wondering, I mean, and you have to, these are Muslim countries. And it's like I said, when the first airliner went missing, I think that there's something behind this. Now, there has been, you know, powerful sandstorms over there in that part of the, world. So maybe, I mean, I don't know, maybe it got hit by a sandstorm or something. But you have to, I mean, it's got to be on your mind, you know, all of these planes going down, you know, navigation just dropping off the radar. You got to wonder, you know, what's going on, especially over there. Is there, and this is where my mind goes, and I'm just spitballing here. Is there some new weapon that we are not privy to, maybe an EMT burst or something like that, directional, something like that, that can, you know, I don't know, disrupt the navigational systems on a plane. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, it's just weird to me. Tell me what you think. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air. Another story here. I don't know if you heard about the botched execution of a prisoner last night down there in Arizona. His name was Joseph Woods, and me and some friends of mine, we talked about this a little bit. Well, extensively last night. Joseph Woods was convicted like way back in 1980 something for murder. And so he's scheduled for execution, and they have this controversial new cocktail that they're using, and his attorneys were trying to get his execution stayed because it's experimental. They foresaw problems. Testing of this cocktail didn't show promise. They showed problems. So they go to execute Joseph Woods, and they have the media in there, and they have a bunch of other folks in there, and they're sitting there and they're, you know, watching this guy, you know, be executed. And it takes almost 2 hours for him to die. And a lot of the folks that were there in the media were treating out that he was gasping for air. He was in pain, and it was just a horrible, horrible ordeal to watch. Now, the victim's family said, you know, he's fine. And my friends were more on the line of saying, you know, well, we shouldn't have executions anyway and that sort of thing. And I'm of the mind that if people out there knew that it would take them a 2 hours to die, and it would be painful if they are executed, I think the murder rate would go down a little bit. Am I being overly cynical there? I don't know. I mean, am I being, is that not a good thing? If you were thinking about murdering someone, and then you looked over, you know, and you saw a live tweet come out, Joseph Woods gasping for more than an hour, you know, as he's being executed, wouldn't that kind of do something to you, to your mental capacity, your mental facilities, where it would jar you and say, hey, wait a minute. Now, if I do this, there's a chance I'll get caught. And if I get caught, I'll be pretty much tortured for 2 hours before I die. I don't know. I'm just being cynical there. But Dustin out in Williston, what's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a little bit about the plane.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, first of all, as far as an EMP weapon, let me just say that there are no public statements about anyone developing it. But
well, you wouldn't if you were doing it.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, well, you wouldn't if you wanted this this weapon secret. I mean, I've been fascinated with that technology for a while now. I got to say probably at least 8 years. I've been not privy to info of that nature, but I've been interested in that, exactly that, especially after 9/11. I started thinking about, you know, the impact of an EMP in a city, a major metropolis. Never thought about, like, maybe a smaller shoulder carry directional one. Dustin... Oh, yeah. That music means that we're right up against a break. Man, and I always do that, over talk. Call in on my show, the Common Sense Club. We'll continue the conversation, man. Coming up next, the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, to discuss the news of the day. We'll be right back after this break.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back. This is What's On Your Mind, and I am your host this morning for the first hour of What's On Your Mind. Leon Francis sitting in for Scott Hannon, and up next we have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. But later on in the show, in the very next segment, we have Katie Ferris of Unity, North Dakota, of the group that formed after Craig Cobb came to the state, and they are having a Unity Festival this weekend. And right after that, in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Scott Hunt of the show Doomsday Preppers. And that show is on the National Geographic Channel, and I am an avid fan of Doomsday Preppers, and I think it's going to be an awesome interview, so stay tuned for that. And then at 9 o'clock, Todd Mitchell will be hosting hours 2 and 3 from the North Dakota State Fair out there in Minot. So stay tuned to What's on Your Mind. I forgot to do that, you know, before I ran out of time because I didn't abbreviate a little bit, and I apologize. So right now, without further ado, I'm going to go to the Golden Girls. Ellen and Blanquita, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you. I wish I were out there at the fair. It sounds like fun.
Oh, the North Dakota State Fair is always fun because you have all the fried food there. I mean, that's why I go. I go for the food. I like the rides. I like the entertainment. But the food is what drives me right there. So,
yeah.
A couple of things I want to, I mean, there's some really big stories going on in the news right now, and we're going to try to hit two of them. First off, the air flight airplane crash out there in Algeria.
I don't know what happened. Okay.
What's that?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. My apologies. the first thing I want to talk about is the Air Algérie flight carrying 116 people disappeared from radar, crashed. So I'm wondering, what is your take on all this rash of planes either crashing or being disabled or, you know, shot out of the air? I mean, what's going on in the world today, Ellen?
Well, we clearly don't know why this plane didn't land where it should have. So I think we have to wait to find out whether this was a terrorism incident or whether it was something wrong with the aircraft. And that's a very big question. I don't want to jump to any conclusions on it.
You know, Ellen, I was in the west of Sahara, golly, I guess it's a couple of years ago, and getting out of the western Sahara and taking a flight that was an old Russian military plane from like the 1960s, where you had to get on the flight by crawling on a ladder. I felt like Shelley Winters in the Poseidon Adventure. And they literally had to push my butt up with two suitcases to get on there, and it had been a split in the middle from where the military sit and just regular passengers. And the pilot, one of the crew for the pilot came in and said to me, do you want to see how we're navigating the plane? I said, of course. I expected he said some incredible thing. It was a GPS on a cell phone. I was
wow.
So glad to make it. So, like Ellen says, I agree with you. We don't know yet. We don't know what's going on.
And if you remember, earlier this year in February, I think, there was a military aircraft carrying 78 people that crashed in the mountains and again, killed about 70 folks out there. So does it give you pause when you start, and I know, Ellen, you're like a jet setter. I know that. So does it give you a pause when you step on an airplane nowadays, with all of this going on?
Well, of course it does, and I'm actually scheduled to go to Germany and Poland next week before I go to Africa, so it does give me pause. But what are you going to do? I mean, you know, I'll tell you, I am standing in front of my office, and last week I was on Mass Avenue, just like 20 feet from here, 30 feet from where I'm standing right now, and I was about to cross the street, and I hesitated, and it's a good thing because a huge not a huge car, but a very fast-moving car, must have been going 70, 80 miles an hour, ran a red light, I would have been dead. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, but you can
right, you can't live your life in a bubble.
Ellen and I are trying to be, we're going to try to go to Israel. So it's not like we're afraid to travel. We'd rather be able to go and find out what's going on. And you do have to take risks, but you try to take calculated risks, and you can only be so careful, as what she's pointing out.
Oh yeah, and Blanquita, you guys will be able to go because they lifted the ban. The FAA lifted the ban, so you can fly to Israel now.
You could have flown on El Al. You just couldn't have flown on an American carrier.
And I think that that was the right thing to do, to lift that ban, for crying out loud. I mean, what were they trying to do? I mean, if it was the president and the administration leaning towards the favoring of Hamas than our ally in Israel. And I think that I'm so glad to see that it was lifted.
And see, that's one of my, that was one of the points that I wanted to bring up. Do you believe, I mean, there's a lot of Republicans out there and conservatives out there that believe that, you know, this was kind of a backhanded stab in the back of our ally Israel, and Hamas spokesman came out and said it was a huge victory for them, you know, when we canceled air flights to Israel, the FAA did. So, and that was one of my questions I was going to ask you. What do you think? Do you think it's a little politicking or what?
I'll throw that to Ellen first.
Well, I mean, it is a little politicking, but everything in Washington is these days.
Yeah, but Blanquita? You know, I think Israel has been our ally. We can and a very strong ally, and the best intelligence that we get that helps us as a nation comes from the Israeli intelligence. You don't throw your friends under the bus.
Well, so but you the think other issue the is band? You've got to be, as my cousin Aaron David Miller says, you have to be an honest broker. And the United States cannot afford to just rah-rah Israel and not be an honest broker into some of what's going on in the Palestinian territories. And believe you me, I hate Hamas, so I'm not supporting them in any way.
Now you got Hamas that's in league with Hezbollah, and you have Kerry going out there and trying to be the big negotiator, and nobody's listening to Kerry from either side. I mean, it's like he's there, okay, thank you, and he just leaves, and things continue. We don't have any presence politically because the president and the administration are not taken seriously.
And I have to, I take umbrage of, you think of Hamas over there, you think of what they're doing, and it's terroristic tactics that they're using. So, I don't know, I don't see it in the same dynamic or the same paradigm as, you know, well, we are cheerleaders for Israel so much as we are against terrorism and using, yes, women and children as, you know, human shields and things like that. You don't go over there and you give them $47 million to Hamas and aid, ostensibly, but we know where that aid is going to go. It's going to go to Hamas and, you know, ban the flight to our ally, Israel, which basically isolates it. I don't see, in my opinion, there never should have been a ban. And Blanquita, Ellen, always glad to talk to you guys. Always good to talk to you guys, even though our time is brief. I am. I'm going to the fair to calm down.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more What's On Your Mind right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2 and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew with son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We are back. This is What's On Your Mind. And for the first hour, I will be sitting in for the big man, Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell will host hours 2 and 3 from the North Dakota State Fair out there in Minot. I know he's having a great time right now. I wish I was out there, as a matter of fact. But, you know, some of us got to work. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Todd. He's probably going to call me and you say, what's up, man? What are you doing there? Okay, my next guest today is Katie Ferris of Unity North Dakota. And he is with this group that formed after Craig Cobb came to the state. And they're having Unity Fest this weekend. So I want to welcome him to the to What's On Your Mind. So welcome, Mr. Ferris.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot for having us.
So, where is Unity North Dakota, first of all?
Where is or what is?
What is?
Well, basically, we're a North Dakota nonprofit organization. We were organized originally, to help keep the neo-Nazis out of Leith, but since that time, we've grown to be a nonprofit, and our mission has changed a lot in that we're trying to find ways where we can, you know, see an issue and try to bring attention to it. And I think that, North Dakota, is better than 49 other states in America because we tend to have a very tolerant population here. It doesn't matter, who you are. We have some of the greatest people in the entire nation as far as tolerance, inclusion. We go out of our way. You know, in Fargo, especially, if you've noticed, I know most people have the refugee population that North Dakota takes in. It's unbelievable, yeah. And I think that, that makes our job easy, is that North Dakotans are already very focused on trying to protect the most vulnerable populations and really work towards inclusion, which is what we're trying to do is just shine a light on the bad and accentuate the good when it comes to race relations and our citizens in North Dakota.
Absolutely. A beautiful, beautiful sentiment. And I agree with you. I'm a transplant here. This is my adopted state of North Dakota here. I'm from Louisiana. I'm an African-American guy. And I got to say, I've been treated very, very well here. And I like to tell, anyone, especially from the South and where I'm from, anytime a guy like me, a kid that grew up in a ghetto in New Orleans, can come to in North Dakota and open a small business, IT, and can be on the radio here, you know, speaking to you good folks, this is not a bad place to be. It's an awesome place to be. And so I totally agree with the sentiment there. So what's going to happen here at Unity Fest this weekend? What's going on?
Well, we're going to have a lot of great things going on. I mean, well, we're going to have kids games going on throughout the day, face painting, you know, different events for the kids. Like we're going to have Miss North Dakota, Audrey Mara. She's going to be, you know, working with the kids, talking about her experiences growing up and experiencing bullying and how she was able to overcome that, which I think was a great gesture on behalf of Miss Mara because, you know, she is an inspirational figure. We're going to have a lot of great speakers coming in. We're going to have Martin Davies O'Connors and Judge Davies, who are going to be speaking about Judge Ronald Davies, who helped with the Arkansas school desegregation in Little Rock. We're going to have Ryan Taylor is going to be coming in, and he's going to be talking about family. I mean, I'm sure you have, you know, seen Ryan, but the guy is a great family man, and that's something that we really want to accentuate is how family and family values help diminish strife and discord in North Dakota. I think that's one of the reasons why we have such a great state is because we have these people who, you know, understand that family is not us against them, but it's us with them, and that's how we build communities here in the state. We're going to have Todd Reisenauer speaking. We're going to have John Strand speaking, and we're going to have great music throughout the day. We're going to have Art Rude, who's a great folk singer from the Turtle Mountains. He'll be singing throughout the day, and we have some great bands throughout the night, which is we're going to go from 11 o'clock in the morning until midnight, and then we're going to end it off with West Fargo native DJ Vooch. His name is Jamie Voss, and he is an amazing DJ who DJs all around the world. And, you know, of course, weekends for a DJ, that's money, but he's going to come back to North Dakota and, you know, drop down some beats and, you know, entertain the people. And the great thing is, Unity Fest is free of charge. We're going to have food throughout the day. We're going to have a lot of different vendor booths with information. We're going to have a silent auction. And
okay.
It's great because we're doing this because we want to celebrate diversity and unity here in North Dakota. So if people want to stop by, we encourage them to come on out.
Is everybody invited? I mean, can anybody come to this?
Anybody at all. That's the great thing.
Anybody
is,
at
know,
all.
You know, yeah. We want, I mean, if you know, if we had standing room only, I think we'd be happy. We really want to just have people come on out and enjoy themselves. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this, not, you know, because we're trying to raise funds. I mean, this is costing us money. We're not charging an admission fee at all. I mean, if people want to come and, you know, drop some money in the donation box, you know, more power to them.
Okay.
But really, this is our gift to North Dakota. We want to be
good
able to
deal,
have
good
some
deal.
Fun.
Good deal, good deal. I have a caller. Craig, what's on your mind?
Hello, good morning, Leon. How are you?
Good morning, Craig. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I noticed that Kate Ferris is on this morning, and I don't know why they don't have the head of Unity in D, Scott Patrick Garmon, except it could be because lately it's come out that he's an abortion clinic bomber from Fargo when he was 17 years old. So he's the Christian kind of terrorist, you see. Now, they have Kate Ferris on there. He uses his Twitter handle, Zocialist, Z-O-C-I-A-L-I-S-T. The reason why is Unity ND is from the International Workers of the World out of Minneapolis, along with the Minneapolis Baldies and Anti-Racist Action, which are radical.
Oh, wow.
And the Wobblies, too. The Wobblies as well.
Is this verified? Are your sources? Are these from verified sources?
Yeah, well, one of my verified sources, Leon, is the Unity Fest poster is a big left-hand fist, which is a real well-known anarchist symbol.
You want to respond?
On Unity and,
Craig?
Yeah, I'd love to respond.
Craig, is this Craig Cobb?
Yeah, well, yes, it is Craig Cobb, Kate. Yeah, it is.
Okay. Is Craig Cobb?
We're glad that Craig called in, but we're not talking about
Craig. I might actually come to the festival because you just said everyone is well.
You know, vast left-wing conspiracy against him. We're talking about Unity Fest, so, you know, thanks a lot for calling in, Craig, but we're talking about celebrating diversity and unity in North Dakota.
Is Craig welcome? Can Craig stop by? Is everybody?
Stop over from Sherwood to Fargo. He's welcome to stop in. He's a North Dakota citizen.
You know, Christine Ferris, who I presume is a relative of yours, the one of the Muslim gods, a young woman, she spat on me in front of my own home in Leeds, in front of a state trooper. So that's this book called Diversity. These guys.
Well, we're not gonna. Hey, Craig, yeah. We're not gonna be. I didn't want this to be a confrontational show. It's a little early in the morning.
Miss North Dakota, Leon, Miss North Dakota. If she's going to appear with these socialists and communists, that could ruin that poor young woman's career. And speak about bullying. How about the way I was bullied in Leeds? By the way, 79% unemployed. 79%.
That is a topic for another show. Thanks, Craig, for calling in. That's a topic for another show. And Unity Fest. Katie, are you guys promoting socialism or communism?
No, that's actually one of those, awesome red herrings that they like to throw out about us. I mean, really, what we are is a bunch of North Dakota guys. I mean, I've never been a huge political person because, you know, I'm a private guy.
Right.
I go to work, I raise a family. And I think most everybody in our organization is the same way. Because
is there any merit?
And rabble rousing is not something you do when you're a 45-year-old grown up.
Is there any merit to what Mr. Cobb is saying here? I mean, and I know most of the speakers there. I know John Strand. I know a lot of the folks there. Are you guys in any way a socialist promoting organization?
No, actually, we're a nonpartisan, nonpolitical organization dedicated to fighting against racism in North Dakota, plain and simple.
I'll take you at your word, sir. I mean, I'm not trying to be confrontational. I just wanted to clear that up for the folks.
That's fine. I mean, it's kind of always shocking when you have, somebody come out of left field and just start rattling off a million acronyms and, you know, talking about Twitter this and, a Muslim wearing a headscarf person. It's like, dude, you know, focus on one thing at a time. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Unity ND, we don't go all over the board. We're not talking about politics. We're not talking about, this social effort or that social effort. We're talking about fighting against racism. And if Paul sees us as, a threat to him, maybe it's because he is an uber racist.
Just to be clear, like if folks from the Tea Party were to show up there to, be included in this Unity Fest or conservatives, they are all welcome, right? Because a lot of the okay. Good deal. I just know
it's political. It's anti-racist.
Good deal.
If you are a Republican, a Democrat, whatever, if you
we're all welcome there
and are for inclusion, then please come to Unity Fest because that's what we're
good
about.
Deal. Katie, that music means that we're right up against a break. Thank you for coming on and sharing this Unity Fest. It should be an interesting festival this weekend. We'll be right back with more What's On Your Mind.
800-228-0550. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Fireworks in that last segment. We will discuss on my show, Common Sense Club, 2 to 5 later on today, but that is a topic for another day. Right now, I am ecstatic to bring you my next guest. My next guest is Scott Hunt, and he is the guy, the Doomsday Prepper guy, and they have a season premiere, I think it is tonight. He has a book coming out, and if you are a prepper, and I'm not like one of the guys and gals that I see on Doomsday Prepper. I do what I can, but I'm 100% in the prepper camp. So it is with my great pleasure to welcome Scott Hunt to What's On Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you folks today.
Good morning, Scott. So, what can we, a couple of things first. This is airing tonight, right? National Geographic?
Yes, it is. It's airing tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
And the name of the first show is, I think I read somewhere that it was To Fail is to Die.
Yeah, they titled each episode. The first one is To Fail is to Die, then Be the Prep, and first three, and then the third one is Shepherds and Wolves.
Okay, okay. And a little bit of background. You are a prepper, right?
Yes, sir.
And what drives you? What I was speaking to some friends of mine, and every time I do this, they tell me, you know, that's just crazy. You're nuts. That sort of thing. Why do folks like me and a lot of the folks that I interact with and good folks like you and the folks that are on your show, why do you prep?
A lot of, you know, this motivation comes from different angles. A lot of it is personal responsibility, not being dependent upon the system, the government, FEMA, whatever, in time of disaster, being a part of the solution. If something does go wrong, that we can actually help somebody, including our family and our neighbors. And then looking around the world at the economy, terrorist attacks, potential, you know, grid failures, our antiquated infrastructure. There's a lot of things that would cause, if you know, and no conspiracies, just doing fact research, fact checking on all these areas. There's plenty of reasons that I believe you should be prepared.
Oh, and I totally agree with you. And you're right. No conspiracies, no any of that. I just, to me, prepping for me and my family, having my bug out bag, my bug out location, making sure that I'm near, you know, natural resources, that sort of thing. To me, it's common sense. I mean, it's basically common sense. And with all of the turmoil in the world today, and like we were talking earlier about the planes going down and stuff like that, you never know. You never know. We had a couple of power outages here, had some tornadoes run through here, some pretty bad weather. So it's not like, you know, you're one of those nutty conspiracy theorists. It's common sense, in my opinion, and I digress. I tend to bloviate a little bit. So, tell us a little bit about the first show.
Yeah, the first show, there'll be three families profiled, three preppers, and we're going to go from the Rocky Mountains to rural Georgia to West Virginia. And, you know, you have a range of personalities. And the first gentleman is kind of a survivalist. He's been living it for about 25 years, so he has a lot of practical skills. And then there's a family in Georgia that has, you know, been devastated by a house fire, and they basically didn't ever want to be caught in that kind of situation where they had nothing left. So they've become preppers. And then there's a gentleman who's a communication expert up in Virginia that helps a lot of disaster relief organizations today. Just if something happens, a hurricane, tornado, he's able to connect people and network people so people know what's going on.
Good deal, good deal. The first, the guy that is going to be on this first show, Jimmy, he is prepping.
Yeah.
And did I hear you say that? Does he have like some? Is he a vet?
No, Jimmy. I don't think Jimmy's a vet. Rod Godfrey in West Virginia is a vet.
Oh, okay.
But Jimmy is kind of up in. You know, his location is incredible. I mean, where he is in Montana, very rural. He's been living up there for 25 years off the land, basically. So he's a more of a survivalist bushcrafter than he is a prepper.
Good deal. Did he ever teach his, and this is a little tongue-in-cheek, did he ever teach his cat to hunt?
Does he teach his cat to hunt? Did you?
Yes.
that's part of the entertainment value of the show.
Right.
People would definitely get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I was reading and I watched one of the trailers and I'm like, that's cool. If you could do that, that'd be awesome. Now let's talk about your book, The Practical Prepper's Complete Guide to Disaster Preparedness. Let's talk a little bit about that. And I was going to ask you, you know, what motivated you to write this book, but you're doing the Doomsday Prepper, so it's a no brainer. What can the novice prepper, gain from picking up your book?
Yeah, it's a book for novices and people that have been prepping for a long time. So I take you through it's a comprehensive approach to preparedness from water, food, shelter, energy production, storage, security, other topics like EMPs and, you know, cyber attack. There's some other things in there. So it gives you some practical things that you can do to be prepared, to shelter in place, how to regulate body temperature in a cold climate. We cover so many things. It's just been what I've been working on for the last 20 years before it was called prepping, and have compiled everything in a book.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Doomsday Prepper, watch tonight. It's on National Geographic. And Todd Mitchell will come back at the top of the hour from the
Minot State. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HBX Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866- 295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.